Congressional Democrats wrapped up their takeover of the House floor a couple of hours ago. They were led by civil rights icon and longtime Congressman John Lewis of Georgia. They were demanding a vote on a measure that would restrict the purchase of a firearm by a person on the terrorist watch list. All of Washington's Democratic Congress members were part of the protest. Susan DelBene represents Whatcom, Skagit, and Snohomish counties. She told me it was an honor to share the floor, literally, with a congressional icon like John Lewis.
Well, yeah, I was born in Selma, Alabama, and John Lewis has always been an incredibly important figure in my life growing up and the incredible work that he's done. He believes strongly in really having a strong voice and making sure people hear your voice and what he calls creating necessary or good trouble.
Why did you decide to be part of this?
Well, I think that we have such an important issue that we need to address, and we've heard from constituents throughout our region about how important it is that we do everything that we can to prevent the ongoing violence that we've seen, gun violence that we've seen. And while there's no one piece of legislation that will address all acts of senseless violence, we can and we must do more. And our sit-in was a way to demand that we have a vote on some very common sense pieces of legislation to start to address gun violence in our country.
Well, House Speaker Paul Ryan is not quite in lockstep with you. Here's what he had to say this morning.
So let me be really clear. We are not going to take away the constitutional rights of law-abiding Americans. And we're not going to allow publicity stunts to stop us from doing our job.
To me, that doesn't sound like a deal is on its way. So how are you going to convince the GOP to move in your direction on this?
Well, I think we have strong support from people across our country. We had many folks outside the Capitol who were supportive last night and who stayed through the night, because this is an issue that affects communities across the country. But when we talk about legislation, we right now have a situation where we cannot even use federal dollars to invest in gun violence research at the CDC. And so we're going to talk about a basic level we should start at. The fact that we have a ban on doing research into gun violence really shows us how important it is that we change direction and get a good start. And that's one simple area to start, and the speaker could easily move in that direction.
Your Democratic counterparts in the Senate filibustered on some gun violence measures. They got their votes, and they failed. So what difference do you think this protest is really going to make?
I think the difference that we make is by bringing the broad public into the conversation to make sure that legislators are hearing the voices of their constituents. And again, making sure that we act on an incredibly important issue. Right now, it saddens me to say that Republican leaders are blocking us from voting on common sense and bipartisan bills, really to lift a ban on federally funded gun violence research, to close an outrageous loophole that allows suspected terrorists on the FBI no-fly list to walk into a gun store and buy a gun, and to require universal background checks for all gun purchases, something that we have had the public vote on in Washington State. And so we are going to continue pushing. We're asking for a vote. If folks don't want to support some of these initiatives, they can vote no. We're simply asking for a vote and to start moving the legislative process forward.
The House is adjourned now. It's not going to come back into session until after the July 4th holiday. So are we going to see you folks getting back down there sitting on the blue carpet?
I think you're going to see us right now go back into our districts and engage with our constituents on this issue, continue to make sure that we have that strong support and that people's voices are being heard, and then we'll bring those voices back to the Capitol on July 5th when we go back into session.
But are you prepared to disrupt congressional business in the way you have in the last few days?
I think we want to continue to push to make sure that we get a chance to have a vote, and we'll continue to bring those public voices in and continue to push in whatever ways they're possible so we get the chance once again to simply have a vote, allow us to have a vote on legislation. If Republican colleagues are against legislation, they simply can vote no. But we should allow a vote and allow the democratic process to move forward.
Susan DelBene is the Congresswoman for Washington's 1st District. This is KUOW's The Record.